This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We are on day 16, and today's devotion is titled, Walking with God. Walking with God. Our scripture memory today comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. It says, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. A few years ago, about the time I turned 30, I was looking at a photo of myself with my little girls, and I noticed something that I had never seen before. For the first time in my life, I realized I had indeed put on weight, and it was noticeable in the photo. Now, I was always very naturally thin. My husband kept telling me, just wait, you're going to turn 30, your metabolism's going to slow down, you'll see. Because I could literally eat anything and not gain a pound. And I thought that I would always be that way. Unfortunately, my husband was right. About the time I turned 30, my metabolism slowed down, and I started to struggle to maintain my weight. Around that same time, I had gone to the doctor for a checkup, and they had done some blood work, and I learned that my cholesterol was still high, even though I had been a vegetarian for 8 years or 10 years by that point. It was lower than it had been. When I was a teenager, my cholesterol was around 256. And high cholesterol runs in my family. When I became a vegetarian, I thought that that alone would help my cholesterol go down. And it did some. It went down to about 220. But it still wasn't where I wanted it to be. And so I determined to start taking a walk in the mornings. We live on a mountain, and the road out behind my house is quite steep. And so in the mornings, after I had my prayer and devotion, I started to go outside for a walk. Every morning I would get up and go for a walk. And I used that time to think about my day, think about the things I wanted to accomplish. I used that time to talk to God, get his opinion on different things. And I found that I really enjoyed that time alone in the quiet, in the cool morning air. 3 months later, I went back for another checkup and had my cholesterol checked again and found that it had dropped at least 30 points and was down to 190. I was very excited because I hadn't realized that walking would benefit my health so greatly. Not only had it lowered my cholesterol, within just a few weeks, I had lost 10 pounds. Walking is one of the easiest ways to get in shape. For those of you who aren't used to regular exercise, walking is a great way to start. Here are 10 benefits of walking. It can reduce your weight, lower your cholesterol, decrease the chance for heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cancer. You'll enjoy better sleep, have more energy, have a clearer mind. It can improve your sex life, lower your stress, strengthen your bones, and improve your mood. It's important that we take care of our bodies so that we can enjoy a better quality of life. I want to encourage you this morning to begin a fitness routine. It might be hard to get motivated. I know that I've had trouble at times staying motivated to stay in shape. But once you realize how much better you feel, you'll want to keep at it. You might want to find another woman in your neighborhood who'd like to take walks in the mornings or exercise with you. I prefer the mornings because I like the brisk mountain air where I live. You might enjoy a different time of the day, but the important thing is that you make a commitment to yourself to exercise at least 4 times a week. Losing weight, staying in shape, and having a healthy heart will help you care for your family better. And when you exercise each week, you'll have a better mood, which is always a good thing for busy wives and mothers. I have 4 girls still at home, and it's important to me to teach them how to have a healthy lifestyle so that when they grow up, they've already established good habits instead of having to undo lots of bad habits when it comes to their health. So a lot of times, when I take a walk, I'll take my girls with me. And while I enjoy that quiet time by myself, where I can be alone and think and talk with God, walking with my girls is a very special time. We get to talk and laugh and discover new things along the way. Another idea for making walking fun, if you have a dog like I do, walking your dog can be a great way to stay in shape and get exercise, and the dog will keep you company. I know I love to walk my dog, and it's always fun for us to do that together. Just as it's important to keep our bodies fit and healthy, it's important to keep our hearts healthy as well. Our memory verse for today tells us that we should walk or live our lives in a way that is worthy of the Lord. Now, I know that I have lots of room for improvement, and I'm sure that you do too. Perhaps your personal struggle is with entertainment or discontentment or bitterness. Maybe you have bad habits you need to change. Whatever the issues you have in your life, Jesus wants us to strive for a better way, a higher standard. Don't allow yourself to stagnate where you are. Continue to grow and allow the Holy Spirit to work with you. What kind of walk do you want to have with your Lord and Savior? I love the story of Enoch. It's found in Genesis chapter 5, verses 22 and through 24. It says, "So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Enoch walked with God. I want to walk with God too, every day of my life. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you know exactly what it is that each one of us struggles with. You know the bad habits that we've created, the things that are in our heart that shouldn't be there. You know how some of us struggle with maintaining a healthy lifestyle, maintaining a healthy weight. Lord, please be with each of the ladies listening today. Bless her heart, Lord. Help her to commit to staying healthy and fit and to serving you all the days of her life. Help us to be thankful for each new day and count our many blessings. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled Self-Discipline.